Hi, I'm Doug Tribou with NPR's Only a Game. We'll have Bill Littlefield's latest commentary for you in just a moment. But first, there have been a lot of twists and turns in the criminal cases involving NFL running backs Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson. We're tracking the latest information and posting updates on our blog, Only a Blog, at onlyagame.org. And coming up on this weekend's show, we'll look at the up and down and up and kind of down season the Oakland A's have had so far. Will the team hold it together long enough to make it to the playoffs? Also, Karen Given has a report on an organization that's training youth sports coaches on how to work with children who have seen or experienced extreme trauma in their homes and neighborhoods. And of course, Charlie Pierce and Bill Littlefield will have their weekly look at the news. And in his commentary this week, Bill is thinking about the NFL's ongoing issues with domestic violence, and he has some suggestions for league commissioner Roger Goodell.
Over the last couple of weeks, NFL fans have been confronted with a video of Ray Rice punching his fiancée in the head and with photographs of the wounds of a 4-year-old child whom Adrian Peterson beat in the legs, buttocks, and scrotum with a tree branch. In response, Commissioner Goodell has announced that Anna Isaacson, currently the NFL's Vice President of Community Affairs and Philanthropy, will assume a newly created position, Vice President for Social Responsibility. It's fair to assume that Ms. Isaacson will correctly conclude that punching women and beating children is criminal rather than socially responsible. She can also be expected to note that these acts bring the authorities, in the person of the police, prosecutors, judges, and the President of the United States, into the affairs of the NFL. This the NFL would rather avoid, since time the league spends defending itself is time stolen from maximizing profits. Commissioner Goodell has also appointed 3 outside consultants, Lisa Friel, former head of the New York County District Attorney's Sex Crimes Unit, Jane Randall, co-founder of the domestic violence awareness group No More, and Rita Smith, former executive director of the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence. I hope the news of these appointments, encouraging as they are, will not reinforce the notion that only women are concerned about domestic violence and child abuse. Lots of men are as well. And I also hope that nobody will be fooled into thinking that these appointments alone will appreciably change the attitudes or the behavior of NFL players inclined to punch women or whip toddlers. Over the long run, education might do that. It's encouraging, perhaps even necessary, to believe that it will. In the short term, perhaps the only way to address the criminal acts committed by NFL players is for the commissioner, the owners, and the Players Association to amend the collective bargaining agreement as follows. Players who punch or otherwise assault women will be fined a minimum of $10 million and a maximum of however many dollars the Vice President of Social Responsibility and the new consultants can imagine. All of the money to be distributed among the women who've been punched or otherwise assaulted. Players who abuse children will be fined a minimum of all the money they've been paid since signing their first contracts, all of it to be held in trust for the abused children. That would get their attention.
You can find Only a Game on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR, and don't forget to check Only a Blog at onlyagame.org.